Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Studio Lounge interviews at America's Credit Union's GAC, brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions, Correlation, Smart Vault, Despite Impossible, Connective, Q2, Acuvo, and Advantage. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. We are still here in Washington, D.C., covering this grand event called the GAC, put on by the fine folks at America's Credit Unions. And look who is in the studio alone, a return visit from Mr. Rodney Hood.
Good to see you again. I am great, Mike. Always great to be with you at the GAC.
It's been decades almost, sir. It's good to see you again.
It's always the highlight of the year. You're looking great as well.
Thank you. Thank you. And then none other than Mr. Mike DeVere sitting down there on the end. Both representing Zest AI. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Excited to see you. It's been too long.
It has been.
It's 2 weeks now.
2 weeks? Has it been 2 weeks? Oh, my gosh. I was actually thinking about last October in Spokane at MAX.
Oh, yeah.
That was another classic interview.
There were a lot of bloopers on that one,
yes,
folks.
There was.
I'll try to keep
and
that down on this one.
Yes,
I'll try to pull it together on this one.
No
dancing on the couch today.
No.
My
no,
boss is here. I got to keep it together.
Dancing enhances his health and well-being, then I'm for it.
Me too. It makes for good
exercise,
TV.
Exercise, as long as he's wearing his Fitbit.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, before we get into the announcement here, let's talk about how the GAC is going for you all. Rodney, I'm sure you're being stopped every 20 steps to say hi to friends and cohorts. And that
I am,
yeah.
And it's a good feeling. As you know, when I was chairman and board member at NCUA, I would go to GAC, but it was a really tightly choreographed visit
where
I would go to the stage, maybe say hello to three or four people. But now, on the other side of that, I get to see people thanking them for their support of the credit union system.
Yep.
Many of them have been thanking me, and I just tell them, no need to thank me. I took my public service seriously. But to be at what's the largest GAC in history, I think, is magnificent.
Yeah. Yeah.
To see the caliber of speakers that are here, the fact that they are looking at emerging trends and activities, can I say it's amazing? And more importantly, I get to enjoy it.
I know. You can be a bit more relaxed
I can
now,
be a
right?
bit more relaxed,
yeah,
exactly.
Exactly. Were you guys in with, did you watch Theresa May? Did you see that?
I did not get to see her because I was at another session, but I'm a huge fan of hers.
Yeah,
as you know, I spent a lot of time in the UK with a lot of her friends, both at the Bank of England and the Financial Conduct Authority, and also from her old party, from the Conservatives.
Yep.
So remarkable that GAC had that level of talent here.
Whoa, she's here? Oh,
I know.
My gosh, so cool.
She was your prior interview, right?
She's been here actually all day.
Oh, okay.
She was my
very
assistant
clearly.
Before you got here, Mike.
Got
oh,
it.
My goodness.
She was the warm-up for us.
Oh, very well. But she's a great speaker, and I really do respect her immensely.
Indeed. How about you? How's the show been? I see you walking back and forth.
Just
you
running everywhere. It's been inspiring.
Yeah.
It's just, to put a word on it, inspiring. I feel lucky to be in this industry.
Mm-hmm.
I really do because, you know, we're making a difference every day, but being around like-minded people who are all trying to serve America is honestly inspiring. So, we're a tech company. It's all cool math and all that other stuff. But actually what we're doing and what we're solving is what really makes me feel good.
My kids literally helping credit unions change lives, literally.
Right?
You know,
yeah.
And what's more inspiring than that?
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah. All right, so let's get to the task at hand here.
Yeah.
Big announcement. You want to share, Mike?
Which announcement? There have been so many.
This announcement right here?
Oh, here. Oh,
yes.
Rodney, sorry, I forgot.
That I just had a birthday, yes.
Yeah,
happy birthday, by the way.
It was Rodney's birthday. I think you did get a
sweet. Yeah, I got a lot from you. I got a lot of attention.
Reminded me singing to him.
Exactly, which is lovely.
That was part of, you know, the courting process. And now, we feel so blessed to have Rodney. He's been a mentor for Zest, just learning about the regulatory environment over the years. He's been such an advocate for innovation in supporting credit unions so they can stay on that leading edge of technology. And I think over those years developing that relationship, but actually inviting him to be a part of our board, we just couldn't be more blessed. So I'll tell you a story. We're just up at the booth there. We probably got 14 Zesties here right now. And Rodney walks up, and everybody starts clapping and cheering because he walked up. And he's like, he takes the time to greet every person, shake their hands. He's the kindest individual.
And we feel so blessed because
there's a lot of board members you could have. But having somebody that has the same morals and values around people and their intrinsic value, everybody cheered for him. No joke.
Well, thank you.
You knew
that's
it happened.
Cool.
It's,
that's
gosh,
pretty cool.
Yeah, it's, there's a lot of love.
It's a wonderful organization. And Mike, I can just say, Mike talks about the blessing. I feel equally as blessed. I'm honored to work with an organization that shares my mission and passion for making a difference and leaving an impact. And as you know, my whole career now, nearly 30 years in financial services, has always been based on helping underserved, marginalized communities. And we've talked about this in your show. It stems from my ecclesiastical interest in almost becoming a priest in the Episcopal Church. And while I didn't go into the priesthood, I still was able to go into banking, but to go into banking knowing that I'm helping the people the scriptures call us to help. Marginalized, low to moderate income, minority individuals, differently abled, disabled, all of the folks that I've tried to help so much, even when I was at NCUA as the chairman and board member, I get to do that now at Zest. Zest, through its financial tools and through its artificial intelligence, they are empowering credit unions to use technology to help the least amongst us and to give them a financial future.
Yeah, Mike and I have talked about a number of things that you guys do all the time. I mean, at least 3 or 4 or 5 times a year, you guys come up with some really cool stuff from the Zest Laboratories, as they like to call it. And really, again, kind of echoing what you just said there, and again, I go back to you guys are helping credit unions literally change lives.
So, and then making an impact.
Indeed.
So a really wise person said financial inclusion is a civil rights issue of our time.
And I often say that,
I might have heard him say that yesterday.
And I say it repeatedly. It is the civil rights issue of our time. And you think about it, the fundamental building blocks of American society are those civil rights, those rights around exposure and access to education, access to healthcare, access to housing. But we've never had a champion for financial inclusion. That is another one of those rights where without financial inclusion, you don't have the credit scores. We have about, 50 million folks that are credit invisible. So that means that if you're credit invisible, Mike, you can't get that loan to get a mortgage. You can't even get the apartment lease if you don't have a place to live. You know what? Where you live determines where you educate your children. You educate your children, the prisons look at FK, they look at third grade reading scores to determine where they're going to put new jails. Without a credit score, in some instances, you cannot even get the job of your choice. Without a credit score, you can't even get that car to go to and from work. So that is why I'm so passionate about this being a civil rights issue. Just as my ancestors fought for voting rights and housing rights and education, I am that champion for financial inclusion. And again, Zest shares that. And I know you've mentioned what they've been doing. They're not just giving it lip service, but their results are demonstrable. And more importantly, I, as a former regulator, they're doing it without sacrificing financial regulation and safety and soundness. Their models do not bring any new risk into the system. If anything, they mitigate risk.
No doubt. And I've always appreciated your passion for, I want to get to the technology part of it, your passion for technology and how you have gone from conference to conference to conference and learning and speaking. And I've always, and sounds like you're really carrying that torch into your post-NCUA career, if you will. So, and teaming up with Zest here is a great example of that. So it's pretty cool to see,
Well, it's wonderful to see, and as you know from some of our conversations, Mike, and Mike, my goodness, Mike,
Mike, and Mike
squared.
One who walks with God, Philippians.
Exactly. And you are doing just that with your day-to-day mission. But you all, when I joined NCUA, or rejoined it, I should say, in 2019, I had just come from a decade on Wall Street, and I was hearing Wall Street firms talk passionately and enthusiastically about financial technology. So when you have $2, $3, $4 trillion banks talking about the power of fintech, and then I come to NCUA and we're not seeing that level of fervor with some of our million dollar and billion dollar credit unions, I said, hey, if I'm going to be a forward-thinking regulator, if I'm going to have an industry to regulate, we need to ensure that the credit union system has access to the tools of the day. So that is why that passion was there. But also, I want to thank Chairman Harper and Kyle Hoffman, the vice chair, for working with me to create the Office of Financial Technology at NCUA. So that office is still standing today. We have a person running it by the name of Charles Weiss. He is looking for opportunities for partnerships with fintechs and credit unions. And also, I would be remiss if I didn't say it's not just my wanting the credit unions themselves to embrace technology, but the NCUA needs to as well. So that means that you're seeing a modernized exam that's out called Merit. You're seeing us as an agency, or my old agency, I should say. It's kind of hard to go from we to they. But again, but the point I'm making is that the NCUA is also looking at how can they bring technology into their regulatory affairs framework as well. So it goes both ways, and I'm just happy to have been a catalyst.
Well, do you know how, from an outsider looking in, do you know how refreshing that is to see that from the board as it was and as it is? So, and being a credit union, fan, and seeing that, I mean, that was completely refreshing, and it just adds faith to what you guys are doing.
It's inspiring. I mean, it's the idea of, like, oftentimes government gets painted with they don't lean on technology, they don't enable business. So Rodney's approach, and with Todd Harper's support, Chairman Harper's support, they've been able to lean in as fintechs and actually solve really important issues that are present in our industry.
And it's also about learning. You're absolutely right. But leaning in, and you mentioned earlier, I go to the conferences. Washington, we have wonderful regulators. Again, the mandate is safety and soundness and preventing risk. But nowhere does it say that regulators are going to lead on innovation, but we're going to have to do our level best to stay on top of the issues, to understand them. So that's why I went to go to conferences, and I still do podcasts now. I get up and listen to podcasts. What's going on in the UK? What's going on in Singapore? All these hot pockets of where innovation is really going quickly, and I want to make sure that I'm learning. And I would just say this is an iterative process. One, if I meet anyone that says they know everything about AI and machine learning and blockchain, I'm going to immediately think this is someone who really doesn't have a clue.
Correct.
We've been sitting on this sofa with you for what, about 13 or 14 minutes. Who knows what's been created
in
the 13 or so minutes that we've been together? So again, it's like I wake up every day, what am I going to learn today? And I hope everyone who's listening in, that they also take time. There's so many things in conferences out there, and sometimes some of these you can do from the comfort of your home.
And this is the beauty of this topic, though. You never stop learning. You never stop iterating. And you know this better than anybody.
Well, I mean, Rodney, you're curious. Right? You don't just stop. You're just constantly pushing and becoming curious, and that helps you serve.
Exactly. Right?
Because if you're just the same Rodney 10 years from now, how are you helping new people?
Exactly.
Right? That's what's really cool about constantly reinventing and expanding.
Exactly.
So where do we go from here? Just to kind of wrap up here, because I know you guys are got things to do this evening, but where do we go from here, from this announcement?
Do you mean to the five receptions?
No. I'm talking far off into the future, beyond tonight.
So we are so excited right now that we're able to make AI accessible for all at Zest. And so it was once only accessible by large banks like Citi, one of our customers, or Freddie Mac, one of the GSEs. But actually having it be available for Molokai Credit Union.
Exactly.
Hundreds of applications, something like that, carry their CEO. And so making it accessible to all is something unique for us. We're also excited about the press release did come out. Remember, I snuck it. Lulu. Have you met Lulu yet?
I have met Lulu, and I talked about Lulu.
Oh, with Dr. Kamkar, right?
I believe I talked to somebody about Lulu.
One of the great people at Zest. But anyway,
I think it was yesterday or the day before.
So she's actually recreating herself right now. She's generative AI, and she's learning constantly within the industry about new topics and things. And if you think about what she's doing, she's getting publicly available information, whether it be the NCUA call report, HMDA data, but marrying it together with decade of experience at Zest, and all of that knowledge is accessible now to a CEO or a CLO, where somebody who's maybe a layman like me can just type in a question and get a quick answer. It just matters, because the speed and agility that an executive now can make a decision is empowered by their Lulu.
Love Lulu.
You gotta meet Lulu. I mean, like, she's adorable.
Especially for an AI chatbot. Yes, indeed.
And I just think the future's bright. Yes, where do we go from here? I think we go from here where, when I see you again, we're not going to have nearly 50 million individuals who are credit invisible, or 40% of American households unable to obtain $400. And more importantly, we're going to have more people talking intelligently about AI. I think there's been a number of media accounts that talk about it being negative and pernicious, and that we have these things that are wreaking havoc.
It is the boogeyman,
but only if you let it. But I think now there's going to be a lot more education around successful use cases, and I think implementing those positive use cases, credit unions are going to readily embrace it, and it's going to make for 138 million members of credit unions really having an enhanced member experience.
Yeah, I like how we're getting out of the hype cycle and we're getting into the more practical,
use cases.
So Rodney and I had the privilege of being on stage with Donna Bland, CEO of Golden One.
Oh yeah.
And I think she quoted, 30,000 to 40,000 Californians have been she had broadened access to those that were once unscorable, didn't actually get access to a credit score themselves, and so they actually had access to opportunity. And so that world is today. We're creating it one block at a time. Mm-hmm. And so my great frustration is we just got to go faster, right?
Exactly.
Roger,
we got to go at the speed of business, which is the speed of change. And the velocity of change now is so unprecedented, and we need to try our best to keep up.
Yeah,
indeed.
Sure.
Well
for
said.
Sure.
All right, guys, I'm going to let you get back at it. Thank you so much for hanging out
Thank you for having me. Always nice to see you.
Nice seeing you, too.
See you back on the home front.
You got it. And yes,
thank you for
those platforms, all right?
Thank you for all you do to amplify the issues that are so critically important to credit unions.
And thank you for sticking around in the industry. We need you. We need folks like you.
Thank you.
Thanks for hanging out.
Well, I'm honored. Thank you.
Word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.